When we talked in these 2 days about dramaturgy, many things have been said, but basically we didn't come to the point to, let's say, to define what the dramaturgy is. But as a kind of red line, or as a kind of unsaid definition of the place of dramaturgy, was somehow said that it's a kind of fluid and dynamic and dispersed activity in the working process. And I was thinking, and I pretty much agree with this, that maybe we should shift. Maybe we can make here a distinction between dramaturgy and dramaturgical. Yeah? So that on one side there is a kind of fixed and defined role and function, in a way institutionalized. On the other side, you have dispersed activity, which then can inhabit itself in different elements of construction of work of art, and it's completely integrated in the working process, working method, and working relations. Yeah. My question here is if we can talk about dramaturgy in this sense, why, so as a field of operation which is dispersed in different dimensions of the work of art, why we cannot speak about other fields of operation dispersed in the same way? Why can't we say that choreography itself is also a field of operation which is dispersed within the working process, and it's not the one who is actually choreographing? Yeah? Why can't we say that performance, dance, acting, whatever genre and discipline we are talking about, and all the relations and in-betweens, why can't we say that also performance, acting, dancing, is a certain field of operation which becomes dispersed? Now, here there is a danger, which I think it came already a couple of times in our discussion, that then you come to kind of relativism. Relativism in terms that everyone can do everything. Yeah? It's not about that. It's not about that now the choreographers make set design and video maker dances. It's not about that. I think this is, let's say, democratic approach. Yeah? Democratic approach is kind of buying or constructing an illusion of a happy community, yeah, where everyone can do everything, but basically why? Why everyone should, or why everyone would actually like to do everything? I think it is not so much about this, that everyone can do everything and performer becomes video maker, etc., etc., but it's much more that a performer or somebody who before in his career did only performers somehow extended his work of performer into, let's say, video language. And what we see at the end probably is much better to look through the eyes of performance than through the eyes of, let's say, video work. In that sense, I think we have much more dynamic and radical view on what performance or what work of art could be, because then we don't see performance only in, let's say, appearance of body in front of a spectator, but we see it much more in a much more complex way. So my point here would be, if we really want to see dramaturgical work as a field of operation dispersed in a performance, we should create conditions for it. And these conditions are that we consider all functions in terms of fields of operation. Yeah. So if we want to have a dramaturg, as we, in a way, dreamed about or sketched in these 2 days, actually the other participants in creation have make space for it, and they have to make space in such a way that they accept that they are not the authority in the function they have, that they are not authority in choreography, performance, directing, etc. But that these fields are actually always renewed, rearticulated, re-questioned, and in a way, to follow the line of Marianne van Kerkhoven's quote, in a way always established in in each new production. Now, the second feature of what dramaturgical in contemporary art could be, or how we could think about it, is, I think, the dramaturgical work in a great part of its works consists in how a work of art deals with regimes of visible and invisible. Usually, when we watch a work, we somehow are exposed to something, and we take this as the information which artists wanted to deliver. But how to make visible the work, the process, collaborative elements which were established, etc., etc. And here it is not so much about like showing something which didn't actually work at the end in the work, but how actually to show the work itself. Yeah? And I think this is a big, it's a big question. And in a way, maybe we can even say that art is activity which is very much afraid of showing this process, or something which I would call here regime of invisible. This is maybe a bit speculative thought, but we can translate it in, let's say, more understandable and more closer terms. Couldn't we say that everything which we in a way see in a performance contains its own negation? Yeah? That everything which is presented in the work on one side is showing both what it wants to show and something which it does not want to show. And my point here would be simple. Yeah? Instead of being afraid of this, yeah, I think the work, contemporary dramaturgical work, consists exactly with working with this kind of schizophrenia in which every art work somehow is always put. And the third feature is the guardian of concept and the guardian of risk is maybe more pragmatic and already somehow deals with the technology of work. What is a nightmare of a performance? Not every artwork, but I think in performance, and I think also movie and all art fields which deal with the human body. In the beginning, what is the nightmare of it? In the beginning, you have very wide and open field in which your artwork wants to operate. At the end, you actually narrow down much more the size and scale of what your work is busy with. And usually, in the technology of production, of performance, there comes a moment in which conceptual precision and rigidity is turned into compromise, yeah? Into compromise. Because you know, the deadline comes and we should show something, etc., etc. And what usually happens, yeah, that in this time, when the technology of work starts to pressure on you, usually the experimental and open and risk-taking dimension of work is drastically reduced. And usually what happens here is that you go for safe things. Now I see the work of dramaturg also as, in these terms, like a guardian of concept, the one who constantly fights to keep the work open, to keep the work in a kind of fidelity relation to the basic and original intentions of the work. Yeah. Traditional art understands spectator in a kind of didactic sense. Yeah? Spectator is the one who doesn't know, we are the ones who know. A spectator has a position in which there is no space for him to intervene or interfere, yeah, into the work of art. I think what makes a difference between traditional and contemporary art is a notion of spectator. I think contemporary art understands relation with spectator as a kind of dialogue or communication process. The collaboration has to reach also spectator. Yeah? Otherwise, we are not radical enough, we are not risking enough, we are not somehow going all the way. Yeah? And I think what is interesting in contemporary art, and what is some kind of where we can see this dramaturgical work as a field of operation, is exactly how the work of art communicates with spectators.